Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Tyler and this is Silence. Yes, Keon is not going to be joining us today. Well, actually, he's going to be joining us a little bit later in the podcast. You'll hear his voice later on. Today, Keon and I are going to be talking about workouts. Just the workouts that we enjoy doing. The ones that we know we need to get that workout in. We get to the gym and we're like, you know what? I don't really remember if it was, you know, if you're doing a body part split where it's like, oh, I was supposed to do chest and back today. You don't remember what day it is, or you're doing cardio training, stuff like that. Just the workout that we both is kind of our staple, the one that we fall back onto that we might not enjoy, but we enjoy the results that we get from it. So look forward to Keon's. I believe he is talking about a sprinting workout set where you run and do some stuff, which is a fun time. It's a great outside workout. Mine's going to be an inside in the gym workout. I call it my full body dumbbell workout. It's pretty much very nice in a gym. Kind of if you were listening to yesterday's podcast, we were talking about etiquette at the gym. This is a perfect one. You grab a pair of dumbbells and find a corner and you're good to go. It's very enjoyable. So first off, you get to the gym, you set out, you grab the weights that you want. I would suggest people, if this is your first time doing this workout, to grab maybe a pair of 5, 10 at the most. When you get to a better realm of this workout, 20, and 25 is kind of where I would max out until you get really, really into it and stuff like that. So just pretend you're grabbing 10, or go grab some 10-pound dumbbells, and you're going to start with a push-up. Using the dumbbells, it's kind of just nice. You put them on the ground, hold them. It's an easy, I find it almost easier. It's less painful for the wrists, and you're just going to do push-ups. You're going to do 10 push-ups. Pound those suckers out, keeping your head not bent up or not tucked down, your chin tucking your chest as I'm doing it. You can't even see me lifting my head up and down, but just for you to laugh at me a little bit, I'm doing the chin up and chin down. You want to just kind of have it at a normal, I kind of look not straight forward, but at the ground, almost like my eyes are doing a 45 degree angle. I know that's really technical, but you just want to kind of be relaxing it, keeping your back straight. You're going to push out 10 push-ups. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Awesome. You're then going to get up. You're going to do 10 bent over rows, or bend over rows kind of a thing. I do them with my feet apart. Some people put them together. I just find it easier to do it apart. Just shoulder width, comfortable. You're going to bend at the hip. Not to be completely straight, you know, not making a parallel with the ground kind of a thing, but comfortable, just bent over, and you're going to, basically it's almost, you're going to be starting a lawnmower with the dumbbell, the 10 pound dumbbells in your hands, starting lawnmowers with both your hands, just pulling it back, ripping the cord back. You want to make sure that your shoulder blades are coming together. You want to almost envision, it's kind of corny, that there's like a ball in your back that you're holding together, then letting go with each of your rips, ripping of the lawnmower cord. You're going to do that for 10 reps. Then you're going to stand up straight and you're going to do 10 upright rows. This is when you put the dumbbells together end to end, and you're going to just put it right in front of you and lift it up to your chin, never letting your dumbbells go apart. It kind of looks like an accordion action in the sense of you're just going to stand shoulder width apart, lift them up, bending your elbows, touch it to your chin, and bring it back down. Kind of the action of, think of Wile E. Coyote with the TNT box, pushing the thing, I guess it's called the joystick, would it be a joystick or the stick or whatever for the TNT dynamite explosion thing. It's that action. You're just doing it up and down 10 times with the dumbbells touching. After that, you're going to do the shoulder press. That's when you just bring the dumbbells up to your shoulder, and you're just going to raise them up to the sky. Kind of, it's kind of a bad analogy, but almost just kind of like you're just raising your hand for in class, you know, just lifting them up and bringing them back down. This, the key to this is you don't want to arch your back. You want to keep your body straight in posture, very, very good in this form, kind of a thing. After that, you're going to work down to what's called a good morning, or they also call it a deadlift. It gets technical in that realm. But basically, I will have my weights hang as I bend at the hip, and I just how would you explain that? Basically, you're standing straight up. You bend over at the hip, and then you go back down. This is working your lower back area, basically right where your back meets your butt. It's good for that area. And you're just going to lift them up, lift your whole body, upper body up, then lower it back down. Lift it up and lower it back down. Kind of a touch your toes and come up. Touch your toes and then come up. Keeping your knees slightly bent, but not lifting with them. You want it to be the lower back is where you want to focus on this. Now we're going to move to the legs. We're going to do squats with calf raises, just 10 of them. Basically, your basic squat, which is super, it's sometimes super hard and sometimes super easy. Basically, shoulder width apart. You don't want your knees to go over your toes, but you want to squat down. It's hard to describe the activity while using the word. You want to basically sit down. I tell people, think of just sitting on a chair. You want to sit down and then stand back up. Keep your back straight. That is very good posture for this, which a lot of people tend to not do. But keep your back straight as much as possible. It will tend to lean a little bit forward when you get to the bottom, but that's just physics. Then after that, you're going to go to the lunges. You're going to do 10 for each leg. Just once again, make sure that your knee is not going over your toe. And just when you come back, it's good to do these slow. Because if you don't do them slow, you will wobble and you want to work on your balance in these forms. So after you do the legs, you then go to the abs. Lay down. I do 10 leg lifts. Basically, you lay down. I put my hands underneath my butt. I just find it to be easier. If you're advanced, just have them above your head. I put them under my butt because, well, it's easier. And lift your legs up to the ceiling. Just basically you're 180 and then you're 190 with your body, kind of a form. Do that 10 times. Then you're going to do crunches. Everybody knows how to do a crunch. The key to a crunch is, I find, to not use my head to look up at the ceiling, but to use my eyes. That way my body stays aligned, but it's just an easier form for me to do is to look at the ceiling, but not use my head to look at the ceiling. Try it out. It will make more sense when you're doing it. So you're going to do 10 crunches, and then after that, I do 20 twists. I basically do, what you do is you bend your knees, kind of get your upper body to be at a 45 degree angle, and you just twist back and forth. I hold my hands together and I touch my hands to the left, then to the right, then to the left, and they have to touch the ground. So that's the key to that one, is touch the ground with your hands, because if you don't do it that way, you're not getting the full twist that you really want to get. After that, I rest for about a minute to 3 minutes, and then I do it all over again. That's where this gets difficult. The first cycle through this workout should be almost like a secondary warm-up for you. Second time through the cycle, it's getting a little bit harder. Third time, okay, now you're sweating, you're not feeling too good. Fourth time, okay, I'm starting to not like this. Fifth time, you hate life, and if you get to six, it's a good burn. I highly suggest, if this is your first time doing it, to only do it for three cycles through. If you don't do it for three, if you do it for more, you're more than likely gonna burn out, and I don't want you to do that. I want you to get used to this workout. I would suggest maybe if you really enjoy this workout to do it three times, 1 week of three cycles, and then the next week up it to four cycles three times a week, and work your way into it that way. It's probably going to be the best way to do it. So with that, and that's the workout. I call it just my dumbbell full body workout. It's my staple. I go to it on the days that I don't really know what else to do, and I enjoy it. It's a good one. And after that, I'll do some cardio, kind of a warm down and whatnot. So with that, basically, just kind of wanted to throw out Facebook fans. We're doing really well. So hopefully you're a part of that. You're getting the updates with that. Also, if you have any questions, we're going to be doing a listener mail kind of concept next week sometime. Answering all your questions. You can ask us the questions at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. So highly suggest emailing us there. Subscribe to us on iTunes as well. You're either downloading that from us from the website right now, or you're a subscriber on iTunes. Hopefully we'll be being Oprah, cross your fingers, pretty soon. So look out for that. So yeah, I can tell you right now, it's a little bit more difficult talking to you guys without the great Keon. I like the conversational aspect of this. Just talking to a mic is it's kind of lonely. So hopefully you've enjoyed this workout. You can go on to our blog at truefitnessacademy.com, and they will be posted there. So you hopefully we're not this whole time trying to write down what I was saying. I already have it written down for you, so don't worry about that. And Keon will have his written down for you as well. So with that, I just basically wanted to take the last couple of minutes of today of my section with you guys today's in the podcast, and just encourage you really to take life by the horns, if you may, and get out there and accomplish the goals that you want to get done. If that is in the gym or outside the gym, I'm sure that a lot more people might have them outside the gym, but we encourage you to hit the ones in the gym as well. Do those things that you want to do. Right now, Keon and I are getting ready to move, so there's a lot of changes going on. And just was kind of realizing that today, that, how do I want to say this? With change comes great difficulty, but also a lot of areas for success. So change up your life. Get to the gym. Start doing the things that you really want to get done. I know that I literally spent my lunch break today making a list of everything I wanted to do when we moved back into, moved to our new place. Just getting back into the flow of things, of reading some more about topics. I got really sucked into some bad habits down here in LA. Nothing like bad, just personally bad habits of not reading as much, not going out and working out as much as I wanted to, not boxing as much and stuff like that. So kind of, you know, the weekend's coming up. I find it's easier to start things on Monday, or, you know, if some people's weeks are different, whatever day their week starts. And I suggest maybe this weekend taking 10, 15, half hour, sit down and write them out. Write the goals that you want to accomplish. Just the little day-to-day things. That's what I find is the more difficult, as I normally get sucked into these random things that people need me to do, and I don't take time for myself. And just kind of wanted to encourage all of you to do that. If that is working out an extra 15, 20 minutes, to taking 15, 20 minutes to yourself and reading a little bit, meditating, praying, doing whatever you enjoy. Not getting sucked into watching awful television. Keon and I are not getting cable at our new place, which I'm extremely excited about and nervous about, because I've never not had cable. So there might be a lot of interesting concepts coming up on the podcast that are created due to extreme boredom and not knowing what else to do. So look forward to those moments. So with that, I'm going to now introduce the one and only Keon and his section of this split podcast for your listening pleasures. Enjoy.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Keon. I'm sorry that we weren't able to get our regular podcast out. It's 100% my fault. I'm recording this before my forum, so I'll give you the results on how that went on Thursday. So please forgive me for that. So what I wanted to do was give you some, since we've been talking a lot about some things to look out for in the gym and how you should be acting in the gym, I wanted to give you some things that were practical and you could incorporate into your workout right now so that you could start getting fit right away. So sure, we've introduced you to a lot of other stuff as far as how to in the gym, but this is how to get fit, and I want to really plug on that. So the first thing I want to tell you to do right now. So these are, I'm going to give you a couple quick things to do right now. My favorite quick workout that kicks your butt in literally under 15 minutes is a sprint set. So what you can do, if you live in a city or pretty much anywhere, just find a block that's about 100 yards long. And all I want you to do is a nice little warm up, jog around the block, do some lunges, get your joints warm. Then all you're going to do, set a starting point and then go 10 feet back from that starting point, and that's your actual starting point. So you have start point A, which is 100 yards, and you have start point B, which is 10 feet behind that 100-yard mark, okay? So you're going to jog from start point B to start point A. In that little jog, you're going to build up your speed so that by the time you're at start point A, you're at full speed. Make sense? So your sprint, 100 yards, all out. This is balls to the wall. This is kicking your own butt. This is as fast as you can go. Make sure you're warm. If you're not warm, you can injure yourself. Sprinting, keep your chest up and breathe. Sprint all the way through, turn around and walk back. After doing that, after you walk back, go to start point B again and do it again. You're gonna do that 10 times, okay? After 10 times of that, you're gonna feel really, really, you should feel really tired because you're giving all out and you're having about a minute to walk back. So it's a really cool, really way to tap into some different energy systems. So that your body's constantly working and really, really in different states. You're working your anaerobic area, which is your without air portion, so your muscles are working really hard, and you're recovering, and then you're doing again. So that's one way that you can do that. After doing that, after that 10-minute set of sprints, what you can do, which I would recommend doing if you have the time, is just do a set of lunges walking across that 100 yards or whatever it is, that block. It's probably not 100 yards. That's probably too far, but whatever. A city block. We'll just use that as our consistent example. And do lunges all the way there, which is going to be intense. Make sure your lunge form is really, really good. That means the front knee isn't really going in front of the toe. Your chest is up. You're not bending forward at the hips. And you're really, really going through the full range of motion. This is going to stretch out your hip flexors and really force you to use your glutes and hamstrings. Make sure your foot, both your front foot, there's pressure in both the heel and the toe. So I don't want you coming up on your toes. I don't want you putting too much pressure through the heels. After you've done that, stay facing the same directions and do a set of walking lunges backwards. What that's going to do, it's going to really challenge you. It's going to change the focus from a lot of strength to mobility and balance. Balance is one huge thing as you get older that we're not really trained in. A lot of people will start relying on canes and walkers, and that's just not a good way to go. That's just supplementing your system when you could have prevented it. So this is gonna be one of those helpful things that prevents injury. If you have it in you, if you're feeling like, okay, I could go a little bit further, do that set of lunges one more time. This whole workout shouldn't take you more than 25 minutes. So the first 10 to 15 are going to be your warm-up and sprints, and then your next 10 to 15 are going to be your lunges.
So if you do it twice, it shouldn't take you more than 15 minutes to do your lunges. And that's one really good way just to burn your system out. This should replace a legs day. So if you whatever split you're doing, when we talk split, we mean which body parts you're working. So you can go to an upper body, lower body split, which means you're working your upper body one day, then your lower body the next, and then whatever. You can go to a push-pull split where you're working your pulling muscles one day, your pushing muscles the next. But whatever day you train your legs most, this should be what it replaces. If you have a hamstring day and a quadricep day, make this replace your hamstring day because you're going to feel it in your hamstrings most. This isn't good form for running in general. This is good form for sprinting. So make sure you're practicing good sprinting form. Your arms are by your side, relaxed. You're not bent over at the waist. You're standing nice and tall. And that's what the buildup is kind of for, that first 10 feet, 15 feet that you have to jog up to the starting point. So you build up your speed at a gradual rate, and you're not just boom going straight into it. So you start with a soft jog and build to your sprint. What that's going to do, it's going to help prevent injury, and really just it's going to get you better results faster. So again, I'm sorry I'm not here tonight, but over the next couple days, I've been really, it's been heavy on my mind that I really want to talk about posture over the next week. So hopefully that's where we're going to be going, because I have been talking to some people, and their parents are, as my parents' generation gets older and older, my parents are in great shape, but as their friends get older, back pain comes into play, knee pain, joint replacements, blah, 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 all these things that, in all honesty, are nearly 100% preventable. Knee replacements, barring an acute, severe injury of say, a tackle or a car accident, are 99.999% preventable. Same with hip replacements, ankle replacements, shoulder, the use of a cane and walker, osteoporosis, all these things can be prevented. And the key to this is good posture. In everything you do. So that's it for me. I hope Tyler was entertaining. If he's not, blame him. I had nothing to do with it. Peace.